Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Perfect Protection. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Have you noticed that when things go good, everybody politically wants to take credit for it? And if things go bad, what do they want to do? Nobody wants to claim it, and they want to blame it on the other party. And there's a lot of dishonesty that's going on in these areas, and it's a bad thing. We've grown accustomed to it, and we laugh about politics, but it's a bad thing. I said it's a bad thing. No, when something goes good, we shouldn't try to give credit to this party or that party or this people or to ourselves because we're such strong Americans and we're this and we're that or we're the other. Hey, without the grace and the protection of God, we wouldn't have lasted this long. There's so many times we don't know how many times we've been this close. I've talked to some people that are in the no circles. And there have been some things happened in past decades that a lot of people don't even know about. We were this close. I mean, to all out nuclear destruction. And most people never even knew about it. And there are thing after thing after thing, especially since the attacks of 9/11. How many just know in your heart? I mean, we know about some things in the media, but how many just know in your heart? We have been spared attack after attack and problem after problem. Thank God for our people that are working, our intelligence and our homeland security. Thank God. Pray for them. Respect them, but don't give them the credit. Don't give them the glory. Unless you want to lose it. Because there is a pull there and a temptation for people to go, yeah, we're smart, we're strong, we're this. That's why that we haven't been taken down. No, it's the grace of God. It's the mercy of God. It's the goodness of God. And all of us ought to be saying, you know, in God we trust. One nation under God. Right? We should be saying it and believing it. And every time something happens, we don't holler who gets to take credit, Democrat or Republican. No, God. God gets the credit. He protected us. Thank God for the people that were involved. But God did it. He gets the glory. And that's what he said right off the bat in Psalm 91. I will say, not just thinking, I'll what? I will say of the Lord what? The Lord is my refuge. The Lord is my fortress. He's my God. In Him will I trust. You say it out loud. You're not ashamed. You're not embarrassed. And friend, do this on a regular basis in life. Anything tries to scare you, tries to shake you, tries to put fear in you, it's when it's time for you to stand up and start talking. And say, I trust in God. He will protect me. God is my refuge. I mean, you need to start talking. You need to start saying it out loud of your mouth. God will protect our family. He will keep us. He will spare us. He will look over us. God is our God. He's the God of this family. He's the God of this church. Would God, everybody would say, He's the God of this nation. We trust in Him. He keeps us. He protects us. Because if you trust in something else, then when it comes up, He's liable to say, well, go to that. That's what you picked. Let that protect you. And it won't be enough. Oh, but the Almighty, the Creator of the heavens and the earth, is more than enough. Always. That's our part. Verse 3, surely He will deliver you from the snare of the fowler and from the noisome pestilence. That's His part. And what did He say about it? Surely He would do it. He would deliver us from it. From the traps and from the plagues and things that spread. Verse 4, He will cover you with His feathers, and under His wings shall you trust. His truth shall be your shield and buckler. Now, if you're standing up and you're believing it and you're saying it, you're not ashamed, and you give Him all the glory and you claim Him as your protector, what did He tell you He would do? He'll deliver you, and He will cover you. Now, if you weren't here, we went into some detail in the Scripture. We saw there is a canopy of protection. He uses this illustration more than once of a mother hen that covers over her little chicks and protects them. God does that to His people with His power. Oh, hallelujah. Long before Star Trek, God had force fields. He does. I mean, you read about it in the Exodus, where that the plagues swept through the land of Egypt and they came up to the border of the land of Goshen. It'd be just like the Arkansas-Missouri state line. There's nothing you know why, how it was there except for a sign that told you. And these diseases, these plagues would come up and hit something. They would hit something at the border of the land of Goshen and couldn't affect God's people. There was one time it was pitch dark on one side and the sun shining on the other. Now, how does that happen? That'd be like driving to the Arkansas-Missouri state line. And it's pitch dark over there and bright light. God has canopy of protection, a force that He can put around you that can keep you in the midst of the most dangerous and perilous situation. That's why a little bit later on He says, 1,000 may fall on this side and 10,000 on this side, but it won't touch me. How could that be? If it's killing thousands all around you and you don't die, how can that be? There must be something. There must be something around you, protecting you, that the disease or the danger can't get through. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Do you believe this?
Yes.
That's His part. He said, surely He will deliver you. Verse 4, He will cover you. So we talked about our part. We talked about His part. Verse 5, here comes our part again. You shall not be afraid. Somebody say, not afraid. I mean, if we had time, the Lord's led us so. Have you studied it out? You know, we camped on this for months, what, a couple of years ago? Free from all fears. Do we have to be afraid? Ever. No, you may feel afraid. You may be tempted. You can have the hair standing up on the back of your neck. You can have goosebumps double parked on your arms. You can have your knees bumping together, and you still don't have to be afraid. So it's too late. I'm already afraid. No. You feel afraid. But you don't have to yield to the fear. You can resist it with all those feelings and symptoms. You can say, no, I resist fear in the name of Jesus. I refuse to be afraid. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. I will fear nothing.
Amen.
Why? He's with me. His protection is around me. His power is with me. I will not be afraid. I'm not afraid to die. I'm not afraid of man. I'm not afraid of disease. Oh, we got to get this built into our children, friends. We got to, because everything around about us is trying to put fear in us. And the devil tries to put fear in your children from the time they're born. And you. So you constantly have to feed yourself along this line and tell yourself, I refuse to fear. I fear nothing. I reverence God. And I don't fear man. I don't fear devil. I don't fear disease. I have no fear. Fearless. Now you need to get that built into you. And if you think you're not there, we'll get you some good materials. Get these materials. They're free. You can download them off the internet. Free. And the title of it is Free from All Fears. Right? We believe in free around here. Freely we've received. Freely we give. So, you shall not be afraid. That's our part. We camped on that. You won't be afraid of the terror by night, the arrow that flies by day, the pestilence that walks in the darkness, the destruction that wastes at noonday. 1,000 will fall at your side, 10,000 at your right hand, but it shall not come near you. Did you hear that? It shall not come. Am I reading the Bible here, friends? It shall not come near you. Now you got to back up though. Got to back up. If what? Number one, if you claim God is your God, and is your protector, and you trust Him to protect you. And number two, what? You do not fear. You see, a lot of times people don't want to skip that. They don't want to read that. No, you got to do what He told you to do. Then you can count on Him to do what He said He would do. Say it out loud, God is my God. And I am not afraid. If that's so, then this applies to you. Amen. It won't come near you. Only with your eyes will you behold and see the reward of the wicked. Because, now see here, it's restated, isn't it? Verse 9. Because why? See, reference back to verse 1 and 2. Because you have made the Lord, which is my refuge, even the Most High, your habitation. He's my God. He's my protector. I live in Him. I stay in Him underneath the everlasting arms and the cover of His feathers. The canopy of protection. I live under it. You need to believe that. You need to see it and you need to say it. Of course, that'll help push all the fear out of you too on it. Because of that, verse 9, verse 10, there shall what? Oh, man, if this don't do something for you. There shall what? Not much evil. Huh? Not too many bad things. No. N-O. No evil befall you, neither shall any plague come near your dwelling. Do you believe it? Of course, now He's repeated the thought. He said, if you'll do this, and if you won't be afraid. Then He said, because you have done this, then no evil will befall you, neither shall any plague come nigh your dwelling. Glory to God. Now I've finished my review. You know it's true, right? You got time for more or not? This brings you up to where we were last Friday. Huh? Then what? What else did we find out that God does? For, verse 11, for He shall give His angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. When you go out, when you come in, when you lay down, when you get up, go to work, when you come home, all your ways. God commands and gives charge to angels to protect you.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching entitled The Fear of the Lord, you may write to More Life Ministries, Post Office Box 1010, Branson, Missouri 65615, or you may call our offices at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. The offer number is R-1204E. That's R-1204E, and the message will be sent to you postage paid. For more information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings, please visit our website at morelifenow.org. Also, if you are visiting in our area, we invite you to attend service with us at Faith Life Church in beautiful Branson, Missouri. Service times are Friday evenings at 7:30 and Sunday mornings at 10 o'clock. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.